This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Stocks stumbled on Friday as techs lost their winning ways and as investors reeled from the banking sector's mixed results to kick off earnings season. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite slid 1.7%, while the S&P 500 shed 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.3% or more than 500 points. Stocks are falling after Magnificent Seven tech names led a run higher on Thursday, propelled again by AI tailwinds. Investors also took comfort from a lower-than-expected gain in wholesale inflation after getting spooked by a surprisingly hot consumer price print. Investors are scrutinizing quarterly results from Wall Street's big banks to assess the potential impact if interest rates remain higher than expected this year. JP Morgan's shares fell after its profit beat targets as CEO Jamie Dimon flagged inflationary pressures and Federal Reserve policy as concerns. The start to earnings season flattened hopes that corporate updates could revive the early year rally in stocks. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and BlackRock, the world's biggest asset manager, all fell into the red after their reports. Meanwhile, precious metals gave up some of their shine. Gold rallied above $2,400 to hit another fresh record, but settled around $2,300 Friday afternoon, while silver traded at its highest since early 2021. Demand is seen as driven by investors seeking safety amid heightened Middle East tensions, but shunning U.S. government bonds in the face of inflation concerns. And Fed watchers have another reason to believe that the anticipated easing of high interest rates might not arrive as soon as many had hoped. Kansas City Fed President Jeff Schmid said Friday he would prefer to hold interest rates steady and not cut rates until there is convincing evidence inflation is dropping, Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schoenberger reports. Schmid cited the resilience of the U.S. economy and inflation running above the Fed's 2% target as reasons for the caution. Inflation, he said, has surprised to the upside since the beginning of the year and has run at roughly 4% since the first quarter. Schmid's comments come as investors have scaled back bets on the number and timing of interest rate cuts for 2024, following another hotter-than-expected inflation reading this week. High interest rates aren't just squeezing consumers. Even the biggest financial institutions are feeling the impacts of the Fed's tightening campaign. A key revenue source for three giant banks fell during the first 3 months of the year, Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith reports. JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup all said Friday that their net interest income dropped from the fourth quarter to the first quarter. It was down 4% at JP Morgan, 4% at Wells Fargo, and 2% at Citigroup. Net income interest is a critical measure for many banks since it measures the difference between what banks earn on their assets and pay out on their deposits. Smaller banks have struggled to boost this measure over the last year as interest rates and deposit costs soared. Now there are some signs in the first quarter that high rates are starting to weigh on growth even at the nation's largest lenders. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.